Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Good vibes at the Funky Buddha tap room at the Amerant Bank Arena yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there will be this weekend as well. Panthers and Lightning will lace them up. Panthers, your Atlantic Division champion.
Yes, sir.
Here's what we have. So preheat starts tonight at 5:45. Solana will get you ready. Tommy Tighe, and then you'll have Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight from Philadelphia, and we'll get you ready for that in this 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which will be an abridged version. Will not be a full hour, if you will. Just apropos of nothing, because I got to get the headlines and I want to get some of the other Heat lines. But I just saw a tweet from John Ehrlichman. I follow this guy, and it's like fascinating business stuff. How much time do you think it takes to generate? You're, of course, in the retail business now with Crowder Powder. Mm-hmm. How much time do you think it takes to generate $1 billion in revenue for Walmart?
For Walmart?
To generate $1 billion in revenue.
Oh, like net to make?
I would say my guess is gross.
Oh, hell, 6 months?
12 hours. Walmart generates $1 billion in revenue every 12 hours.
They make they have $2 billion worth of revenue running through every single day.
Every day.
That's wild.
How about Amazon?
Hell. 14 minutes? Hell, I don't know.
13 hours.
13 hours.
13 hours.
God.
Coca-Cola?
Right around 15 hours.
8 days.
Really?
Yeah, they stink. I mean, they're not going to last.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
Oh, 1 day.
14 days.
Okay.
14 days. It's wild, though. Apple, 18 hours. Microsoft, 1 day. $1 billion a day for Microsoft.
Man.
Home Depot every 3 days.
what's the boy's name? Bezos?
Jeff Bezos.
You got his number?
Miami guy.
I need to hang out with him, call him, do something, DM him. I'm going to DM him.
Tell everybody who you ran into in the lobby at the hotel you're at right now in L.A.
He's not generated $1 billion in 12 hours.
I tell
hours.
You what, he's generated plenty of revenue.
He's not hurting. Hugh Jackson walked downstairs to the M Lounge, going to grab me some of those free Diet Cokes now that I'm a Bonvoy member. And Hugh Jackson sitting there at the window. Talk to him about 5 minutes.
Only Hugh. Remember that song?
I wanted Hugh Jackson to be the OC so bad.
Only Hugh. you want to give us headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Solana? We'll look at some of the player props for the Heat tonight as well.
Sure. Why not? They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Just a little Champions League update. Not that you guys are at all interested, but I know some people are. Bayern Munich defeated Arsenal 1-0, hosted them today, which means they advance to the semifinal on aggregate 3-2. Manchester City and Real Madrid. This game is being played in Manchester. They were tied 3-3. After the first leg, Madrid had a 1-0 lead for most of the game. City tied it up, and they're now in extra time. So they played a full 90 minutes. Kevin De Bruyne tied it up in the 76th minute after an early Rodrigo goal. And now it is 1-1, tied 4-4 on aggregate, 8 minutes into the first extra time half.
What did he say?
No idea. He prefaced it with, I know you guys aren't interested, and then gave us the longest update of any sport, even after the Super Bowl. There were more stats in this game.
So they have two scores, the score and the aggregate score. And I mean, come on, man.
How about this? I'm looking at the Hard Rock app for Stanley Cup winner. What about taking a flyer on the Panthers at plus 750?
Don't scare me with a good time. Let me go on the Hard Rock better.
The favorite is the Carolina Hurricanes at plus 700. Then the Panthers at plus 750.
I can't use the app
in California.
Yeah. Damn.
Or Eastern Conference winner, Panthers are plus 375. I like taking a flyer on the Panthers at plus 750 to win the Stanley Cup. This is one of the best hockey rosters that's ever been assembled, people are saying.
They looked great last night.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Even though they have Tampa in the first round, Hawk?
I found my guts with the Panthers when Boston was tanking the last couple of games because they didn't want to play Tampa, I don't think. And Paul Maurice was like, bring on anyone. We don't care. Like, Paul Maurice was like, I'm not ducking anybody. People should be ducking us.
Yeah.
And I found my guts, man. I'm down with the Panthers. I think they'll roll Tampa. I think if they do, we talked with Zach Gelb in the first segment. I think in the first hour. I think if they do meet up with the Rangers, who are an incredible team, if they meet up with the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'll take the Panthers. I think this is a special unit.
And Tampa, talking to, we talked with George Richards, we talked to Plagans about it and all, like, they have the lore, like the Patriots used to have that lore of just, you're going to play the Lightning. It's the Patriots. I think it's, you know, I think that that fear should leave us, because I know it left. I know it's not in Tkachuk and Verhage and them boys, yep. So why do we have the fear still?
This is interesting too, by the way. If you go to specials on the Hard Rock app, you can choose which division will win the Stanley Cup Finals. So a team from which division, and the Atlantic Division is the favorite, but it's still plus 240, which I believe is good odds when you consider Panthers, Bruins, Maple Leafs, and Lightning.
Right.
Lightning are all in the playoffs out of the Atlantic Division. I mean, you have four legitimate contenders there, and you can get it right now at plus 240.
Interesting. Yeah, the only one I think that throws a wrench is the Carolina Hurricanes, right?
Well, no.
We saw this
They're in the Metropolitan Division.
That's what I'm saying. So if you think the Carolina Hurricanes, who are the favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Isn't it the Rangers? That's what, aren't the Rangers
no,
the favorite?
The Hurricanes are.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hurricanes are plus 700. Rangers are plus 800.
Hmm. I mean, the Panthers swept them last year, Hawk. We're afraid of Carolina.
You remember what the Carolina Hurricanes did to the Panthers? Just it was like a month and a half ago. Remember, I came on the air and I went, "Whoa!" Yeah. I didn't realize how good that team was.
Yeah,
that team's good. Anywho,
I woke up sweating, thinking of Andrei Vasilevsky. So I'm going out. On the record that I am still terrified of Vasilevsky. I am.
Right. Last time we saw him, he was a brick wall. But I think on Saturday, if they do end up playing on Saturday against the Lightning, I think the Panthers put up 10 goals.
Yeah. And Doug Plagan told us some real hockey stats about how he's not as...
10 goals, Hawk?
I, you know, he always...
I just like how Crowder agreed with me as if I had said something profound.
He always goes
overboard. Yeah, and another thing.
You know what? Rest the starters in the third period. he always goes overboard. I think I'm like his wife now. I just agree and move forward.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hawk. Another thing.
Me and Lori, we're so beat up now. We just
That's like Lori with every time I go, you know what? There is a little space left on that wall. I think I'm going to put up another TV. Oh, right. Another TV.
You just get beaten.
Yeah. 10 goals. That's my thought. 10 goals on Saturday against Vasilevsky. Great point, Hawk. Also.
Well, Doug told us that we're giving Vasilevsky too much damn credit, too.
I wish
I could say his name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Looking at some of the Heat props here for tonight. What about Duncan? Over under 6.5 points. He going to get any PT, Solana?
He should, right? Scary Terry's out.
I think he will. I just don't think he's going to be starting.
I just don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah. No, you don't know. The last time you saw Duncan over 5-game sample size, he was a shell of the player who started most of the season this year and was averaging over 15 points a game.
It was like 6.5. He can go over that in the first quarter, and also he could score 2 and play 6 minutes.
He could score 0 and legit play 8-9 minutes. He just doesn't have the lift. He's getting torched defensively because his back is hurting, and Spo's not going to play him. You can expect to see a lot of Caleb tonight, a lot of Haywood Highsmith tonight.
Would you like to know the Caleb Martin over-under? I know you're a big Caleb in the playoffs guy. I remember this from last season.
Yeah. I mean, the dude torched the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, it's not like I'm picking Mario Chalmers to be Finals MVP.
Right. No, I get it. But you're conveniently leaving out what happened against the Nuggets. Man, you are picking and choosing right there, because I remember you betting the Caleb Martin over in the Nuggets series, and in 5 combined games or 6 combined games, I don't think he scored double digits.
He rolled his ankle game 1. I mean, tough to come back from that.
Caleb, over under tonight. You want to guess?
Right around Duncan. 7?
No, like 10, 10 and a half.
9.5. How about Jovic?
Nico?
That's the guy.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. I'm really interested to see how quick of a a trigger Spo has on Nico today.
Leash, excuse me.
How quick of a leash he has on him. Because remember, I asked Will Manso this yesterday. Hey, is Nico going to end up starting? And he's like, yeah. And I believe he will too. But it's cute when Nico has a nice game in the regular season. What about now, where the Heat need to win a game? How long are you going to ride Nico Jovic?
But also, does he have the potential? Remember Tyler in his rookie season against the Lakers in the playoffs, or the entire playoffs, where Tyler was just like, yeah, you know what? Let me do what I do.
Yeah.
Like, is it possible that Jovic is like, yeah, let me just show you what I do? Because his over-under is 6.5. He's another one of those guys that can go over in the first half.
But Nico isn't young Tyler.
No.
Young Tyler was baby goat. Nico's just a basketball player.
He's very good, though.
He plays.
Did you guys mention the Tyler Hero props?
Yeah, 19 and a half when we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
He got to go over that to win.
He's going to start. I expect Caleb Tyler to start tonight. Same starting lineup you had to close out the season. Tyler can take as many shots as he wants tonight.
Unless Jimmy wants the ball.
Jimmy needs to do what Zion did yesterday with New Orleans and say, hey, team, get behind me. Here we go.
Zion was going coast to coast.
Zion looked like everything you thought he was going to look like coming out of college.
He really did.
At least for me.
Yep.
Handling the ball, driving. I mean, they didn't know how to defend him. Do you see LeBron take an offensive foul from Zion? LeBron went airborne.
Yeah.
Zion put his shoulder down. LeBron went airborne.
Have you ever seen a wild boar tackle a squirrel?
Yeah, but LeBron's not a squirrel.
Compared to Zion is.
That's the amazing thing.
Zion was at 315 last night.
Stop. Dropped 40 points, man. You saw last
305,
night.
305.
Dale. You saw last night a dominant NBA player.
Yeah. That was an MVP performance.
That was the guy coming out of Duke. That's the guy.
And when he does one MVP game, he hurts himself because he's too big.
Well, that was super frustrating for me, and I'm sure Zion himself, because he was pissed, and certainly Pelicans fans, he was balling out. And I think his body was like, yeah, I can't take it. I'm kind of with you on this. Like, yeah. I know, it's just a hamstring. People pull hamstrings all the time. But, man, it's, you know, something's up with him. It's too much with the injuries.
He is big and muscular. But just look at the body styles of the MVP candidates. Go back and look at them. The Jordans, the LeBrons, like the body styles of them. LeBron is trimmed up. When he, like, has he gotten in, he trims up. You're running too much to be that damn heavy, and something's going to give. His shoe gave in college. His hamstring gave last night.
His shoe gave in the NBA. Oh, no, was that in college?
It was.
That was in college when his shoe tore. Like, something's going to give when you have that much weight running up and down that court for an hour.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but to say, like, his body just can't withstand. I mean, he played 70 games this year. He averaged 23 points per game.
Did he play 70 games?
He played 70 games this
year. I didn't realize that. Okay, I take that back.
And the Pelicans were a top five seed for most of the season until the very end. Brandon Ingram went out. And, I mean, you're missing – Brandon Ingram
I didn't realize he played 70 games. Yeah, he played 70 games, then you can't ask for more than that. From a guy that size who bangs like that, you can't ask for more than that.
And he's playing over 30 minutes a game. It's not like he's playing 22, 23 minutes. They're preserving his body like – the Spurs did with Wemby this year. There's no shame in that, by the way. Dude put up really, really good numbers.
Yep.
His averages were really good, and he led his team to a top five seed for most of the year until Brandon Ingram got hurt. And last night, I mean, I get what you're saying, Hawk, at this point of the season.
I didn't realize he'd play. I thought this was a constant throughout the season.
No.
But if he played 70 games, then I take it back. Then that was just kind of a freak something.
Played and started 70 games. I mean, he tweaked his hammy yesterday. It happened. Like, that happens. Look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. He's probably the most athletic player we've ever seen in the history of the league outside of maybe only LeBron James. And out of nowhere, just walking up the floor, his calf strains. He pulls it.
And I understand injuries happen in sports, but I was actually watching because I was on the plane, so I was watching that late night TNT broadcast with Shaq and Kenny and all those guys and Charles. He loses weight through the season, so they were saying like his stats early in the year were bad, and he starts getting better as the year goes on because he plays basketball to get in shape. They say you need to get in shape to play basketball. Which is funny. Like,
that's interesting.
He
gets in shape playing basketball, but he should show up at the beginning of the season in shape.
in shape. And that's what the thing is. And it's it, like, we joke about it, we laugh about it, but it's really his problem is that he doesn't take his regimen and his workouts and his weight and his conditioning. He doesn't take it as serious as the guys that are really going to win MVPs.
There is a little breaking news, Solana. You have the breaking news music? This is regarding the Heat game tonight. Ira Winderman covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. He's there in Philadelphia. Nick Nurse says Joel Embiid is still questionable. And then Ira writes, in parentheses, hey, that's what he just said. So I don't think Ira buys it.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Nurse says that Joel Embiid is still questionable.
He's going to drop 35.
In the first half.
I saw a report today that he was going to play, and he practiced fully yesterday. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Nick Nurse is doing there.
A little gamesmanship.
There we go.
Yeah.
Little gamesmanship.
It wouldn't shock me if he wasn't 100% healthy. I don't think he is. I mean, he literally had to leave. The last game he played against Orlando, he had to leave because he kind of tweaked his knee on a layup he made, had to run back to the locker room, and came back out, finished the game, but was clearly a different player when that happened. And then he had to miss the regular season finale, a game that the Sixers had to win, by the way. So it doesn't shock me that Joel Embiid's going through it right now.
Oh, yeah, nobody's. There's not one player playing tonight or yesterday that's 100% healthy. But you deal with it, and I think he's going to go out knowing the severity of this game and show out.
That would be my guess.
Does he play – like, does he – historically, Solana, like, does he beat the Heat? Is he one of those guys that just
– Joel?
Yeah, does he – because he's an MVP, but Solana, don't – your mouth at Joel Embiid.
Crowder, Joel Embiid's never been out of the second round, and the last time the Heat played Joel Embiid in a playoff series, ask me how that went. Heat and six, those stupid bums. Go put fake cheese on your cheesesteaks.
Do the Heat.
Well, now wait a second.
Do the Heat defend Joel? Defend Joel.
That's right.
Successfully.
They are going to defend him from every angle tonight.
Nobody defends Joel Embiid successfully. Truthfully, like nobody does.
Yeah. He's an MVP candidate every year.
I mean, he was the MVP last year, and he had better stats this year before he got hurt. And since
you kind of have to bet the Embiid over, kind of the way that I did Zion yesterday.
Nah, I think you bet the Embiid under.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
What
you,
is it?
I think you bet the Embiid under. Yeah.
Ooh, 29's high.
I know, but I mean,
I'm banking on him not being 100% healthy. And when I saw him in Miami 2 weeks ago, he balled, but in the first half, he had a lot of momentum going his way. And in the second half, he's missing jumpers. He's gassed, dry heaving on the bench, running back and forth. Dry heaving on the bench. He's running back and forth from the locker room to the bench when he's not in the game, getting who knows what shot up into him to make sure he can come back out.
Dry heaving.
How about an Embiid triple-double tonight, plus 1,400?
Stop it.
I won't go that far.
Bam triple-double, plus 7,500? How about the Lowry over? Kyle Lowry, 5.5.
He tries to prove, because didn't he? We
well,
did this
down a three or two. Yeah, he put up, it was like 12 points over under against the Heat. It was like 7.5 maybe when they played towards the end of the season. We bet the over, and he had like 12 points.
He did.
And we won money when he first got here, and he went back to play the Raptors.
No, when he first got there, I was betting the unders because everybody thought, oh, Kyle Lowry's in town. They don't realize what his game is.
Well, he hit the most points he scored with the Sixers was against the Miami Heat. He had like 16 against the Heat in the first matchup, the very first matchup where they beat Miami. Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid were out in that game, but Kyle Lowry had 16 points, had two big shots in the fourth quarter.
5.5 tonight, Lowry?
Is he playing a lot?
Yeah, he starts.
Is he playing a lot?
He played 30-plus minutes in both of those games.
The Sixers have hit on their first.
Over.
I kind of like the Lowry over tonight. I really do.
What, you like the Lowry revenge game? The Lowry revenge game?
It's not even a revenge game, but you know that he wants to show out tonight, and Jimmy wants to show out tonight in Philly. There's no question in my mind. Jimmy's one of these guys, you know, who will, every game's a game or whatever. Like, he would love to put up 40 tonight and send Philly fans home, you know, angry, questioning why they don't have him.
Yeah.
Jimmy over.
Thinking about parlaying this, a wild, weird parlay for tonight. Parlaying Jimmy Butler over, Kyle Lowry over.
I'm not totally against it. I like the Tyler over too. I'll throw it in there.
I don't know.
You're racist.
I'm a reverse racist.
Tyler has to go off tonight for the Heat to have a chance to win.
I don't think so.
Who's gonna Jimmy drops?
Jimmy, I'm telling you, this has to be the Jimmy game.
So Jimmy drops, let's say 35.
40.
Jimmy drops 40. Yep. We need another 70-plus points. Who's going to give us those?
Bam's going to give you 15. Tyler's going to give you 15. I like I goof on Caleb Martin. Caleb, in these beginning playoff games, he's going to put up 18 tonight.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
Play in Caleb.
We need 20 more points to get to 110.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming. Jovic going to have 5 points. Highsmith will have 7 points.
110?
Like Tyler. Duncan
Robinson's going to have a dozen.
Just to get to 110, Jimmy drops 40. We need 70 more points just
Thomas
to get to
Bryant
110.
Bryant probably puts up 30.
What do we need to
Good point, Hawk. Another thing.
Good point, Hawk. I'm telling you, what do we need to get to, Solana? 118, 120 something?
Like, Heat score 120 points tonight. I mean, it might be a season high for points on the season.
You don't want to know what the totals are? The over under for the game is 207.5.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Heat total points over under is 100.5.
Yep. That sounds about right.
They might not get to 100.
Crowder, these games are very different than regular season games. I think you forget about that. The Heat didn't score 100 points in any NBA Finals game last season. Not that that's a good thing, except for the one game that they won. But, like, that's the style that the Heat play, especially in the postseason. Grind it out in the mud.
The Heat style. I was about to say, because I saw a lot of points being scored last night by the Pelicans, the Lakers, and the Warriors.
Well,
and the boys.
They play no defense. Zero defense.
What else do you have in the headlines? Because we're actually going to end up having to wrap things up because preheat starts pretty soon. What else have we not covered?
The Marlins did lose today. They begin a 4-game series at Wrigley Field tomorrow. The Dolphins.
How long are you in L.A. for, Crowder? You got there last night.
Oh, don't remind me. I'm on the red eye.
Oh, you're leaving tonight.
I leave tonight at like 8:50. I get home at like 4:40 or something crazy.
You can stop at In-N-Out Burger?
No, I think I'm not.
Interesting.
We have an amazing steakhouse in the bottom of this restaurant.
The bottom of the hotel?
Hotel.
Yeah.
I'm staying in a restaurant. And I got a restaurant under it.
What are you going to get?
Who are you, Zion Williamson? You're staying in a restaurant.
What Zion asked for.
What are you going to get, like a salmon to go?
Nah, I eat beef.
He's a meat and potatoes guy.
And this is on the pivot, A5 Wagyu.
Forget about it, yeah.
A5 Wagyu ribeye, 10 ounces.
All right, what else on anything?
Yeah, the Dolphins did make a signing over the past hour. Cam Brown, he's a linebacker, but he's a former Giant. Apparently, he's like one of the best special teams players in the NFL. So that's a Dolphins note for everybody.
Cool.
I'm officially going to try the mac and cheese chickpea pasta today.
That's what you brought for your dinner tonight?
That's my dinner tonight right there.
What's Tommy Tighe going to say when you pull out the chickpea mac and cheese?
Yeah, I mean, he already thinks that I'm not a real man, I believe.
Right, he thinks you're a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
Great assessment.
So perhaps I'm just going to rip this label off and tell him it's normal mac and cheese.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Offer him some with a straight face.
You going to put some Crowder powder on it?
Tommy, you want a bite?
Anything else, Solana?
It's postseason, bro. You don't mess with Tommy during the postseason.
No, I wouldn't. I would not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. It's around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Believe it or not, that will end today's program because preheat starts in about 10 minutes with Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tighe. They'll get you ready. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call here on 560 WQAM. The stakes are high tonight, Heat fans. Beat the Sixers, you get the Knicks in round one.
Let's go.
Lose tonight, you have a potential round one matchup with the Boston Celtics. So give it your best tonight, Jimmy, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Duncan's available, by the way. That just came across the wire.
All right. Anything else? Anybody have anything else to add? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Should I tell everybody about my friends at Hollywood Kia?
No, I'd like to get out of here first. And then, no, go ahead. I got to sit through this? No, go ahead. I love Hollywood Kia.
They're South Florida's number one Kia dealer for not one, not two, not three, 5 years in a row now. And it's because Hollywood Kia is the only South Florida Kia dealership that does not charge you a dealer fee, which will help you save money. Their general manager, Steve Gutstein, truly appreciates and enjoys serving the multiple Hollywood Kia customers and their families who trust Hollywood Kia is going to do right by them, and they always do. So here's what you do. You go to Hollywood Kia. You ask for Mitchell. He's a friend of the show. He's a sales manager there. Big Panthers fan, big Heat fan. Tell him Solana sent you. He's going to help you get the best deal. Whether you're searching for a new Forte, Soul, Sorento, maybe the Kia Sportage, or if you want to go fully electric, they have the EV9, unlike any vehicle you've ever driven. Hollywood Kia, they're going to do the deals that other dealers can't or simply won't do. Whether you're in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, or like me, down in Miami, if you're looking for the best customer service around, go to Hollywood Kia or check out HollywoodKia.com. You can search by year, model, price range, and more. Conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Back to you guys. I can't tell if
Hawks. I think Hawks frozen.
All right. This is just.
Well, let's wrap it up.
We have just petered out here at the very end. I've never been more hyped up for a Heat game. All right. Crowder, yes. Safe travels back to Miami or to Fort Lauderdale, to Davie. Hopefully you don't see Drake at the airport because I have a feeling it'll end badly for you.
Ooh, for who? For who?
For everybody. For everybody. Crowder.
That ain't God's plan, Drake.
Yeah, I like that. All right. I'm coming up next. I have a couple minutes here. And Hawk and Crowder will speak to everybody tomorrow.
You think Jeff Bezos will adopt me?
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Take care, brush your hair.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.